มันด้วยเศร้าBored.
Oh, that for the meditation group on Friday night.
Mm-hmm. I see. Namo Guru Be. Namo Buddhaya. Namo Dharma.Sanghaya Namo Gurubhye Namo Buddhaya Namo Dharmaya Namo Sanghaya Namo Gurubhye NamoBuddhaya Namo Dhammaya Namo Sanghaya Maya Samaya Gyaya Me Kheya Ravaya Bhaya Roshi Maya Gyaya Maya Ngha Namo Yankhiya Maya Bhaya RoshiSoya soya raya re Yeya yehiya shiya yawa Teya samaya jaya vi Yamaya laya shaya seya lo Teya yata Gaya tehanga haya te Paya raha yanga haya te Paya raya saya yanga haya te Boha yadi saha Te yaya ta Gaya te yanga haya te Paya raha yanga haya tePaya raya saya gaya te Boho yadi saha Te yaya tha Gaya te gaya te Paya raya gaya te Paya raya saya gaya teBoho yadi saha Dola Bisha Sangindu Bara Sho Sangha Ji Ejida Soje Chunama Shakyo Bada Dane Shabsaki Dage Chunji Ji Pisanam Dola Bisha Sangindu Bara Sho Sangha Ji Ejida Soje Chunama Shakyo Bada Dane Shabsaki Dāgē chīkī jībī sūnāṁ Dōlāvā pēśā sāngī rūpārīśū Nonas, now tonight also we are together here to listen to the teaching of the Dharmas. For that, I think it's safe and all others to manage in the samsara suffering, pain or happiness. Very difficult to get what we want, positive knowledge or positive happiness, joy in something like that. Very difficult to get. But we don't want it. Oh yeah, suffering, pain, happiness, by sickness, by mean somewhere else, by, problems, you know, it's tremendous. What we want, which we get, that's why suffer, loss of it. Almost everyone has it. Someone with financially, someone was with friends, someone wanted with, positions, what they wanted. Example, just that kind of tremendous causes. So those are we don't want. We want free from all those. Always try to everyone's to need to have the great happiness. So for that I think we so need more study, practicing. So that's what I need. A study is for the practicing. Practicing means really it is. The reading the books is not really it is. Real practice is whatever think about negative ways, negative, you know, thinking, negative action by body, speech, minds. Those are, we need to make stop, reject of them. Those are side of liver, whatever comes, go ahead. And then side of this book, read book. There's no good practice. It is. We need a will. Our life is not so long, I think. Even 100, 110, 120, if you have a life like that. But time goes very quick, we remember. Since you was when you was born, from that to now, if you look backwards, just like tomorrow, or yesterday, just like yesterday, almost like that. So life is really, you said, people say, time is flying. Same thing, life is flying. See. You can see them, clothes, how they go, move, second, from second to minute, minute to hour, hours to then, always like a day, week, that's kind of moving. Our life is moving like this, really it is. One day, only safe to go. Nobody comes with it. You know, it's a great, you know, sharing, caring, those kind of people, if you have it, but they couldn't come. If they want, if they can come with you, but they don't, cannot. So that's why that time, only ways, during that lifetime, these days, too many you can see, too many you hear, you know, like music, bad, good sound, bad sound. You can see good form, bad form. So many, so that's why I think the hustle bustle is that thing. Hustle bustle. So that's the time of death comes, not there, no hustle bustle. No. Just like in the dark, in a room, one light, if you can't, one candle is like this, just only that's what you can see, that's all, nothing else. So that's, I think we need to think about, really it is. We're losing the time because so many running together, you know, like families, friends, workplace, everything is like more awareness spent outside rather than to make a see inside. That's really it is, we need to think about. I'm thinking myself also, it should be. Everybody needs to think about it. Really. So we have an excellent Dharma, really, very profound, you know, tremendous from Buddha to lineage came through without broken all to our Guru. We have power of that was we have. But if we need be to preserve ourselves to us, that's what we need. You don't look at others, what they, he's doing easy. Yes, we need look outside. What I can do, what I doing. I think this is a very important thing, really. So all those, you know, all those whatever, that's what say in the teaching says. So many different karmas, that's why different kind of lifestyles in the town, this kind of different style environment, not the same in the world. Environment is not the same. Example like, you know, during the summer, like a dead body or something, so hot, but some cool. So therefore, I think there are no sin, no different lifestyles because of different karmas. Different positions, yes, somewhere good. Everything they, what they want, they got. One doesn't have it because they, by karma also. Who has it, although he made the karma for them. Generosity and also everything. Is that they did be privileged lifetime, before lifetime. But as someone destroyed other beings' position, burning their, you know, houses, something like this, then that's a result of that. Then this lifetime is very difficult to get shelter, very difficult to get necessary things. So someone's very hard work, you know. But they, what they want, they don't have. Someone doesn't have work, doesn't need her work. When he, they was born with a tremendous being, rich or what it is. Yes, well, they made it. They made this. Nobody made it. They made it. So that's, those are, I think, very much in food, karma. Really it's very important to think about karma. We don't think about it, or we don't know much cause or result of karma. That's why when we're making negative actions, we without prayer, just go ahead. You know, everything, non-virtuous actions may be made, just like briefly, tremendous, because they don't know the karma. Even know karma, if you don't think about it, The only knowing is not enough. Need to be true. Follow the rule. So I think all those are very, very important things, really it is. So I think it's, we say it's like that. This lifetime, what kind of you have lifestyle? That's a, whatever you did with previous lifetime, good or bad, you see during this lifetime. You can see through this reason. Also, in the future, what you will be, good or bad, don't need to ask what the fortune tellers or nothing. Yeah, you can see yourself, your mind, or how it's your actions, good or bad. That's what you can see. Action of body, speech, mind, thinking, all those are bad. That's, those results come in the next life. So bad. So that's why we say, whatever you did with previous lifetime, you see this lifetime, whatever you have lifestyle. In the future, what you will be can be seen through this life. What are you doing? What are you thinking? So those are, I think, very, very important. So I think, so in general, I think these are, look like small things, but very important things. Sometimes, like, you know, whatever we had in the samsara life, beginning of the no cause is no good, bad cause, grasping, self-grasping mind. That means self-grasping mind means ignorance. Ignorance. That's the root of the 12th link or something. Or whatever we had good on. By ignorance making can be also not only bad ways. You know, like which we are having in the samsara happiness or temporary happiness, those things, those are also by good karma's result. Good karma also made by ignorance. All those. So that's by ignorance, they have two different kinds of them. Sometimes people think good karma is good. Yeah, good for temporarily, yes. But not forever. When we become wishing for free from the samsara, even good karmas we need when the good karma is out of that, yes. Because the good karma's result only comes in samsara. You know, we have temporary happiness in the samsara, temporary happiness. This is a result of good karma. That good karma also came from by ignorance. So ignorance make a cause of the action, you know. I mean the so action. Action make made then third is the put the seed with consciousness. So that's why then we have the result of the good or bad. Sometimes people think good karma is good. Means good karma is good for the to be reborn in the human being's life, Asura's life, God's life, yes. Good karma's result. Bad karma's result is hell beings, hungry ghosts, animal section. So all those six realms, high realms, low realms. High realms are good karma's result. Low realms are bad karma's result. So the cause of vidya is not by karma, is not. Cause of being, become a being vidya. Because merit. Merit and the karma is different. Outdoor, you know. If we do something, good things, we try to make a dedication for that. You yourself become a being Buddha for the others. Good action is not good karma. Suction is not. Suction of the merit. See? Need be. People don't know much sometimes, you know, they think good karma is okay. I make good karma by upon Buddha, being Buddha. No. So that's what kind of, you need it. The merit is the good, it's good, but good karma is not. Karma's result should be in the here, not high level. Being Buddha is not. So I think, maybe.
Yes, but maybe I could ask you to explain a little bit more about merit. A positive action.
Okay, I did before, okay.
That becomes merit. A positive action that is dedicated to the welfare of all the
people. Yeah, that's good. That's good. It's by bodhicitta. Yeah. Motivation or dedication by bodhicitta. That is not karma. That is the merit. Yes, merit. So that's it. Then I said before, the problem, the object is offering, object of offerings. That's neutral. If you give one candle offering to the Buddha Dharma Sangha, you think, oh, I need to become a good rebirth of the human beings or gods and realms or something. They're making the karma, good karma. Result of that, then you have human beings alive and the gods alive, yes. But one candle offering to the Buddha Dharma Sangha, think about it. I want it. You are safe or free from the free from delusion, illusions, and become a being Buddha, benefit of other sentient beings. So if you motivate him like that, after the offering, you think, by this merit, I myself become a being Buddha, benefit of other sentient beings. That's out of the karma, merit, see? So object is neutral, any kind of object, but rare is motivation and dedication to him. If you do dedication for the human to be good life, rich, being rich, beautiful life, everything, you know, then that's you making karma. You see? But someone's, you know, giving offerings, oh, all sentient beings, tremendous suffering in low realms. Need to be free from that. Not only from free from samsara, still a delusion, illusion still within them. So therefore, they need completely by delusion and illusions and become a being Buddha. For that, I will give this offering to Buddha Dhamma Sangha. Thinking like this, then that's a great, great offering. That's a result of that, then must be for the being Buddha. Yes, cause of the, to be Buddha, being Buddha. So I think that's an in the being. See?
One other question on the same. When you talk about purifying negative karma, that is an act that will make sure that the ripening causes and conditions won't occur, or does it wipe out the negative karma?
No, you whatever you made a negative action, for that, if you feel like many ways, by body, speech, mind, action. So, if you think back, so dedicate for the what you made, negative action. So that's the way it's four powers. You know what the four powers? If you do the purify negativities. So that is the general, I think. So no related with the good karma or merits. No related with it.
No, I understand that, but as you have said, we have all lived many countless lives.
Oh yeah.
We have a big pile of negative karma.
Oh yeah.
So now if we do by the four powers, if we purify the negative karma, does it go away?
Or I see.
Just stop it becoming.
Yeah, become a, yes, just become a. Purify means become a destroy.
Destroy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Destroy. Completely need to be destroyed. Pie up other side, you know, like, you know, from this story, leave, take to the other one. No, like this, no.
I remember some place I read or heard that Maitreya said that one thought of merit ruins a good deed. So that you shouldn't think about, when you do something, you shouldn't think about gathering merit.
Oh, yeah, that's okay, that's good. One karma's result one time, good or bad, result comes, finish. But if you dedicate to the action, dedicate for the being Buddha, benefit for this, enter the your become a being Buddha, all those positives increase. See, that's good. See, anyways, those are. You understand? Because bad karma or good karma doesn't matter. Like this, if you like, okay, you making the save someone's life. I want to save the somebody else's life. You know, for my sake, your sake also become a. You want a long life. If you know that one, then, oh, save others' life. That is the cause of save to be long life. That you understood or the motivation like this, then that's you making the karma. So next life, long life. Then they finish. But you save the life, somebody else will save life. By this merit, by this, action, I myself become a being Buddha for the sentient beings. Then you have a result of that, just like karma, you know, long life, and also this result is not finished, always goes with it. Until you also become a being Buddha. You understand? Big difference. Okay. I think tonight that's all. Now we are go through, okay. Actually, now see, we quality of the author, I think. That means this lambrim, any kind of lambrim, you can say. Author of the Lambrim, the Atisha. Do you remember that? Lama Tsongkhapa says in the Lambrim Chemo. Lambrim Chemo actually authored is by himself, Lama Tsongkhapa. But this Lambrim Chemo, the made the and Zepapo is which is Lambrim. Root of the Lambrins, who made it, that he is the Atisha is the also author of this Lambrin Chemo. Said, remember in here also said. See, that's a, So now we need to talk about author of the Atisha. Do you know the Atisha, what kind of has poem of Atisha? You when you come see the, over there, you know? Yeah, he always people go in the temple. They don't see much, you know, images. Should be look at it. Must be look at it. When you look at it, I'm now seeing the structure or form of the, you know, like a structure, form of the structure, and also tanka of the. If I can see real one, it's a good wish for that. If you do, it's very great. There it is. People go in the, temple, difference. Someone just come. Oh, this is temple. That me think, but if you don't think about, you know, like image of the Buddha's bodhisattvas, all deities. If you don't think about, you don't have a special energy. You need special energy. I'm seeing like this now structure like, but one day I wish to have the real one like this. Really. So, I think in the Lamrim. One man, long time before, I think Buddha's reincarnation of Buddha, so say he, I think he's an ordinary person at that time, means. Then he one night he's staying in the, like a temple, impotent temple. There is a wall painting. It's Buddha's and Bodhisattvas, and a painting. Then he, look at that one. Oh, that's how wonderful this is. He thought, you know, he thought really wonderful. So then, next lifetime, you know, then he sees. Because the cause of that time, he makes seed of that. You understand? Very, very important things, really. So that's why I think we are just, these are good example. We can see now the example. But more the example, try to make a structure, Tibetan system, I think maybe India also, we put inside over there so many of the blessing things, you know, mantras, teaching, Buddha's teachings, everything. So, like a, not only just structure, the representative of the, really it is Buddha's and Bodhisattva. So, think about it. So, Atisha is now here. You will see if you don't know the, we have here. So, this Atisha is when we did the year of 2000, I asked His Holiness to give him the teaching of the Atisha Salamra, root Lamra. He did, and also Atisha Salamra and the Lama Tsongkhapa's expert Lamra combined together, he gave teachings. At that time, we got this structure from India. So anyway, that's it. Now, the, now is, that's one. Atisha actually was born in the Bangalore. So it's in the Bangalore means no south, it's actually west, near to Kalimpong and also between Assam and there. So very huge kingdom. He's a princess, eh? Prince. Very powerful king, really. Very powerful thing. So anyways, we okay. So then when he was born, the same like Buddha, that time was a little boy taking outside to see the people. So he also, same like Buddha. Buddha sees also that time, even, of course, no child. Look like child, but Buddha being Buddha already, so anyways, like this. There are two different kinds. Tribal systems with triple links, those, the triple action of Buddha. Nine actions are bodhisattva actions, they really, they think. Three actions are Buddha's, he makes become a being Buddha, teaching, pathway. those three, Atkins, are tribal systems, we say, you know, like Buddhist action. But nine of those are Bodhisattva's action. But Mahayana tradition's ways, all those 12 actions are Buddhist action. So when he was born in the kingdom, those things, they look like, but real is the, reality is the being Buddha already. All those six years meditation, and also all those are, everything is a great reason for that. That's what they did. But otherwise, before here, being Buddha, the one heaven, so that heaven is not very special, become a being Buddha already there. So anyways, like this. So Aditya, when I was born, like a renunciation. When I see the people, there's no, he thinks this is great, and I am great. Just didn't think about this. See the people. So that's a great renunciation already. Great renunciation. They don't want to stay in the kingdom. They stay, live up. And so then, young boy, we will see, I think, then many lamas sing. Sometimes they like they went to military, like hundreds of horsemen with him, and himself also like a military, you know, like a princess. So therefore, question or whatever, uniform. Mm-hmm. Is like a military. So sometimes people pray, you know, who is this king? And all other kings are round of there, everybody's respect. Even before someone's, you know, criticized or me challenged with his father's, but when he was born, everybody's, you know, respected. So that's kind of a great quality. Then now we will see the first of Lama Rahula sees many of the see. 150, gurus, lots of the also before during the young. You see, would you like to read them?
How a teacher was born to one of the highest families.
Highest families means not only just noble families, the kingdom. Mm-hmm.
Atisha was born in the celebrated land of eastern India known as Bengal.
Yeah, East Bengal, yes.
In a large city of 100,000 households, in all a population of 3,500,000.
Oh, yeah.
His father's palace was called the Palace of Golden Victory Banners. Mm-hmm. It had...
Sechi Jansen is house's name of that, right?
It had 13 golden pagodas and 25,000 golden victory banners. The family was extremely wealthy and powerful. His father was King Kalyana Shri. His mother was called Prabhavakti. At his birth, there were many miraculous signs.
What's that? You understand? Yeah, this is okay. Then, son, what is it? Father was king.
His father was the king Kalyana Shri. His mother.
Janakshiri means glorious of the wisdom. Then?
And his mother called Prabhavati. At his birth, there were many miraculous signs.
Brothers? His brothers, or what's it?
At his birth, when he was born, miraculous signs.
Yeah. Your signs, you understand? What kind of signs?
Well, it does not say, but I think maybe many signs in the sky. And
Not necessarily sky, I think. Father's dreams, mother's great dreams, and everything, you know, really, the kingdom is just like a blown up, and then just like a flower open, just like that. Then?
Okay. And then the next part, it says,
I told it, all other kings challenged, but when he was born, everyone said, you know, under his kingdom, around small kingdoms are. Before, challenged with father, you know. But when he was born, then everybody said, you know, respect to his kingdom. That's a good sign. Then?
How he attained his good qualities in that very rebirth.
That's what say. What I understand. His qualities?
In this rebirth that he was just born.
Oh, only just born, small boys.
Yeah.
But the great quality he has then. Mm.
When the young prince was only 18 months old, his parents visited a nearby temple at Vikrampuri.
Okay, that's the name. 18 years old, is it?
Months.
18 months. Oh, 18 months, okay. 18 months, then taken to the temple.
Mm.
Then?
All the people of the city lined the streets to see the young prince.
Yeah, everybody said, just old city, 100,000 families, you see. So those came from long distance, came to, when prince out, you know, go to the temple, when they heard about this, everybody from long distance. Days, I think, walking that time. Maybe sometimes horse, you know, riding the horse or something. They came, then they are very crowds, then.
He saw the great crowds and asked his parents, who are they?
Okay, that's it. Who asked? Small boy asked.
Yes.
18 months old boy asked, who are those? But because he see very huge crowds of people, you know. Who are those? Then what parents say?
They replied, these are your subjects.
Okay, that's good. These are your subjects. That means parents become a king almost already, is it? Mm. So that time prince. Then?
The child looked on the people with compassion and said in verse.
Okay. Child, when received answer, these are your subject, then he looked at all those people, great compassion for them. Then what say?
If only they were like me, wealthy with dazzling merits, heir to a king.
Okay, that's what. Because when he sees crowds, mostly they being poor, not so good dress and everything, you know, looks you know not so good, looks very difficult. Then he think about, all these are, I wish. For like me. See, that's one there.
Heir to a king, a powerful prince.
That's, I think, if we have something good food or something, no hungry, but when we see the hungry beings, then we think, give something food. And I wish for this also, this hungry person, animal person or whatever, this just like me, is just enough to eat this food. We can think about this, okay? Repeat from this understanding.
Heir to a king, a powerful prince, may they all follow the holy Dharma.
Okay, that's our understanding. Okay, then.
This astonishes.
Follow the holy Dharma means that time all those subjects follow the holy Dharma.
May they all follow the holy Dharma.
Okay. So that time is not Muslims and not there.
No.
somewhere else. Hinduism, I think maybe. Hinduism. Okay, that's good. Okay.
This astonished everybody.
Because his powers, tremendous, you know. Everyone's released to right ways. To direction in there, but his ways, they want all those subjects want what he does, that kind of he they wanted to weigh, hold his direction. Then
this astonished everybody. In the temple, everyone else
astonished, what say?
Amazed.
Amazed or shocked.
Okay. Shocked?
Yes.
Okay. With me, shocked or
good shock.
Very surprised.
Yeah.
Very surprised.
Surprise.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then
in the temple, everyone else, including his mother and father, prayed for illness-free long lives, great wealth, for their not falling to the lower realms, for their
That's good. He did pray in the temple. Then what say? Wishing for everyone to be healthy, to be well. Will anyone will not be pulled down in the lower realms? No animal reborn, no animal section, and no reborn in the hungry ghost place, no reborn in the hell realms.
No, it's stating what the other people in the temple were praying for.
Okay.
Other than Atisha. Okay. First, okay. It says everyone else, including his father.
That means that's maybe they did the Namo Tassavato Bhagavatos, maybe three refuge, you know, they did on the temple. Then.
They prayed for great wealth, for not falling to the lower realms, for their being reborn in the upper realms, and so on. The prince instead prayed, I have gained the optimum human rebirth and the rebirth of a man of privilege. My sense organs are defect-free. I have met with the three jewels.
Okay, what do you understand this through this? People did. I will not be reborn in the hungry ghost place, hell beings. Then, first, what he think about? What say?
He says he's gained the optimum human rebirth.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Continually human, very important. The ultimate, what is, like 80 quality legal life of human rebirth, I think that's what saying.
A very high birth.
Oh yeah, high rebirth. Then?
And the rebirth of a man of privilege. My sense organs are defect-free. I have met with the three jewels.
Okay.
May I always respect...
Three jewels, you know, okay. With the Dharma Sangha, isn't it?
May I always respectfully touch the three jewels to the crown of my head.
We say that three jewels. What do you understood this in... It says, you know, in the three jewels. Means Buddha Dharma Sanghas, that's not, you think about the physical jewels? No. Why say, call, why call it jewel? Why?
Because they're precious.
Oh, precious. Precious, okay, three jewels, means, okay, three jewels means, I think, precious. Precious by what?
More powerful than the wish-granting jewel, so these jewels are more precious.
I think this was it, like wishing for, wish for feeling gem, you know?
Yeah.
That is the, from jewels, ordinary wish, wishful feeling gem, best ordinary jewel, you know? You can jewel or jewelry.
Single
jewel. Single jewel. Yeah, that's it. So, which feeling, this is example. There are no example in the other ways. Buddha Dhamma Sangha's example, only jewel. Jewel means within the jewel is also wish-fulfilling gem. It's nerve, wish-fulfilling gem. That's a wish-fulfilling gem. Who has this one? For this lifetime, money, food, shelter, whatever you need, if you wish to wish-fulfilling gem, right way is happening. Just like that, we trust and believe to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, whatever we wanted, we want to feel free from suffering, pain, or happiness. And become a, we have need to have the freedom. Or yes, freedom, or become a being Buddha. Or those are happened. That's why this life, you miss life, okay? So, then?
May I always respectfully touch the three jewels to the crown of my head. What does?
Atisha said that, he does that. This we need to follow. We need to follow. Always three jewels are head of my crown. Yes. Day or night all the time, really. Day or night all the time. If we can't do like this, then we are no problem. Even dying doesn't matter. All the time, really it is. So from Vinaya's teachings, ways, whatever you way, direction, east, south, north, any whatever. So you're taking refuge, or those, include those directions with Dhamma Sangha and any, include that and all 10 directions of Buddha Dhamma Sangha, taking refuge. That's what was said in the Vinaya teachings. See, that's what was said. So we must think about that. When we was at colleges, you see about this, sometimes we can do, we do. But always don't remember. It should be. Try to make remember of that. Really it is. So Atisha says, all the time, three jewels are on my crown, on my head. See, that's, we don't have crown, I think maybe, they're on my head, you see? I think it's crown, say, you can say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. See, that's it. Then, we follow, that's, we these are, everyone we need to emphasize, we need to know to what I can do. With the, he, Atisha did like this. Also, myself also, I want to do. Then?
From today, may they be my refuge. May I never be bound by household duties. May I be endowed with Dharma in the midst of the Sangha without any pride. May I make offerings to the three jewels. May I look on all beings with compassion.
Okay, that's the Atisha's word, is it? Mm-hmm. Atisha's word in the temple. 18 months boy. Indeed. We are, how many years? We must, we should be learned that. We should learn. Okay?
So you say Atisha is able to do this because of his karma from his other lives?
No, karma didn't say.
Well,
he's a high level already, so
he comes down already as a high being.
But he's saying this actually himself and also teaching to us. You know, we must do. Yeah, we must do. So that's why I think is study or learning, not only for the book or talking about in general, oh, that's important. Talking to me individually. Subject, one subject is, but in students, everyone's, just like talking to me. So, you know, teaching individually. That's what we need to think about. That's all. I think as Atisha himself, also he doing like this, but also example for us. Then?
Hardly 18 months old, the prince was already talking about refuge and the development of bodhicitta. He is already the object of our faith at this point in his life story.
18 months then, taking refuge and serious and also practicing many bodhicitta, what do you say?
He is already talking about refuge and the development of bodhicitta.
Oh yeah, that's good. Yeah, he's talking about. Because that means he has experienced all vivid lifetime already. So that is the actually teaching for us. You see that?
He is already the object of our faith at this point in his life story.
Okay.
The book of Kadampas tells us of his early development. When the prince was three, he was skilled at figures.
So Kadampas says early development, what is it?
It says that book tells us of Atisha's early development. The book of Kadampas.
Kadampas means, maybe because Kadampashepush is the hazard. Teaching of the Pashim is Dharma of the father and Dharma of the son, something like this. So in there, then?
When the prince was three, he was skilled at figures, literature, and poetry. When the prince was six, he could distinguish between Buddhism and non-Buddhism.
Okay. Now, that time when he's 6 years old, then he totally, what is the difference? You know, system, different systems. Hinduism and the Buddhism, what is the different way? So all those are understood already. Then?
Distinguishing between Buddhism and non-Buddhism is actually extremely difficult. Perhaps the following will give you some idea. Atisha once said, in India, there were only three people who knew how to distinguish between Buddhism and non-Buddhism.
Okay, that's from India. Only three people know. Mm-hmm. They said three people. Who is that?
And it is Naropa.
One.
Shantipa.
Shantipa. Shantipa is Atisha's warmth lama. Then Shantipa.
And myself, he says, and Atisha.
Okay. 6 years boy, that time. Between Buddhism and non-Buddhism, to make different ways, actually serious or what is in Pacific, then only three people realize. That time, the Buddha and all those Mahasiddhas has gone already. But that time, I think, talk about then.
Yeah, it says, Naropa is dead and I have gone to Tibet. When has India...
Oh, wait a minute. Naropa has passed away when Atisha came to the Tibet. Atisha came to Tibet in the 11th century. 11th century. 11th century. You say that?
And when has India been in a worse position?
Oh, that time very difficult, yes. Because all those... time of the so many from Buddha, tremendous Mahasiddhas and Arhatas and everyone's almost passed away already. So very difficult time that time. Shantipa. Yeah, Shantipa. Shantipa. Deva is not.
No, where was he? Where was Shantipa? At that time when Atisha said that statement. Oh, this is
India.
He was the only one there, I think.
Yeah, he saw that, you see. Then?
The very fact that Atisha...
Yeah, all those three Indians. Naropa, he was born Indian. Shantipa, Indian, Mahasiddhas. Then Atisha, he said, those three. Then?
The very fact that Atisha could do this at age six seems to me to be a sign that he was most learned even then.
I see, a surprise. 6 years older, that time, I realized, because this is the, if we do good practice, good learning this lifetime, those are came with us. Example here. Next lifetime we don't learn new one, which we learned already, those are come with us. See, just example. Also, Buddha is example also. But this is obviously then.
When he was 11, many princesses who were suitable to be his concubines employed various arts of seduction before the prince.
Okay. Many princes, you know, that time, like him, then what happened?
They came before the prince, singing and dancing. But these inspired renunciation and revulsion in him.
Oh yeah, others, like his age, royal family, same royal family, then same age, like around there. Everyone then came together, then what say? Singing, dancing?
Singing and dancing.
But they are girls.
Huh?
It is saying that they are girls that came.
Oh yeah, sure. Then, but those are, he cannot, those girls cannot take away his mind.
Many princesses is what it says.
Princess.
Okay,
then, that's beautiful. They deliberately, maybe they came, you know, means that maybe father wanted to stay.
Yes.
See, just like Buddha, you know. So many queens also, Buddha also, you know, before become a being Buddha, father made them. Same also this one also. Then,
One girl who had a dark complexion and was an emanation of Tara pleaded with him.
Oh, okay. See? So many girls came, very beautiful, but Tara also emanation of Tara. Then she's talking real, I say. You don't deceit. These are deceit for you. You should not be
mind swayed.
You should not be, your head is not turned. Then what is it? Read.
It says, "Your grace, do not be attached. Fortunate one, do not be attached.
See?
If a hero such as you were caught in the quagmire of desire, it would be like an elephant stuck among the reeds in a marsh."
Okay. So if you do like this, singing, dancing with them, or the, you attached to them, the elephant look like elephant stuck in the mire, you know? So it's like cannot dance, difficult to walk, maybe dying in the mire. Cannot go out. See, just like that. Then,
people clothed.
The samsara is this, see, also emphasized to us also. If we do like this, attached to the samsara, then we are like elephant in the, stuck in the mud. You want this or not? See, you being an elephant stuck in the mud.
Already stuck in the mud.
Okay, check out. Okay, I'm tired.
People clothed in ethics do not go under. Was the last line from Tara?
That's words like this, you know. Emanation of Tara. She's just like dancing girl, but emanation of Tara came like that. Talk to him. See. This, I talk to him because they remind, to try to make a remind. Just for sure to make a remind. Okay?
Let us consider at length what she was saying. She was asking him not to be attached, firstly, to the things of this life, and secondly, to those of samsara in general.
Okay, so that's too many. Once waste, don't attach to this life. You see, you're being prince, king's son, you have a kingdom, everything, don't think about it. Mean, don't attach to them. Secondly, and the samsara, general samsara, still attached to them. So that's Tara's emphasize to him like that. Then
the illustration.
Same thing. I think we are not attached to the home. You know, this life. I think this life, anyways, not important. So sometimes, you know, you need to have IND. Otherwise, this life is need to be given up. Then everything gave up, not so good. Because the you came attached, give up the attachment. But you need to take care of yourself and, you know, your family or whatever you need to be. But so renounce from the mind. See, many times I give the example like a bathroom. You know, you need bathrooms, but you're attached to the bathroom. See, that's the best I think. Yeah?
The illustration she gave of the trapped elephant has this meaning. Uh-huh. An elephant has a huge body and is therefore harder than other animals to pull out of a bog. Uh-huh. She was comparing this image with her statement, if a hero like you were caught. Uh-huh. If commoners commit some...
Do you understand? Okay. He gets many, many meanings. Meaning, because the elephant is very powerful, big body. Just like the, in the royal family is very, very highly and everything's all there, you know. Big, but just like, don't touch about that. Means renounce from that, attach, not attached to that. Then?
If commoners commit some misdeeds, it only causes harm to themselves and cannot harm the spread of the teachings. Uh-huh. But if great lamas or the reincarnation of lamas act waywardly, it weakens the teachings in that area. Uh-huh. If these people act in the right way...
Oh, wait a minute. He asked about... Now he wanted to see the Dharma, teaching of the Dharma to get Nidham. So he asked about what is around here, who is the best lama? Ask questions. This comes.
No, she is still what Tara is explaining what Tara said about the elephant. If commoners commit some misdeeds, it only causes harm to themselves, cannot harm the spread of the teachings. But if great lamas or reincarnations of lamas act waywardly, it weakens the teaching in that area. If these people act in the right way...
I don't know, that time, reincarnation lama, that time, if they do or not. But what kind of gurus, I think. So then...
I think this is Thubunka Rinpoche's commentary here.
Oh, yeah.
That analogy of
the... Oh, yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, then?
If these people act in the right way, it furthers the teaching there. Also, it seems to me to be saying it is most important that great people such as yourselves should be learned, ethical, and kind, and that you should uphold the pure Galupa traditions. Yes, that was his comment.
Galupa tradition, yes.
The prince replied that her plea had pleased him very much.
Uh-huh.
Soon after this, the king surrounded the prince with 130 armed cavalrymen.
See, that's it. Well, he did, you know, when your bodyguard is in like a military, unit, yes. Then?
The prince skillfully pretended to explore the Rocky Mountains in the nearby countryside.
Yes.
His real purpose was to look for a guru.
Lama Rahula, isn't it?
He met the Brahmin Chitari, who lived in one of the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Chitari gave the prince the refuge in Bodhisattva vows and told him of Bodhi Bhadra of Nalanda.
Yeah, first guru is he is. Then he gave him the refuge vows and also Bodhicitta vows. So that's why we think this. We have taken refuge, Sanjay Chaitra Sulchandra, Sanjay Chandra, Vidya in the Dharma, Sangha, I take refuge from now into to my, say, become a being Vidya. And also then, now two lines, as my generosity and also morality, generosity and also meditation, by those, myself become to be being with the benefit for that same peace. That's the one giving the vow of that, you know?
Then he told him of Bodhibhadra of Nalanda, with whom Atisha had karmic links from the past.
Okay, but that means that Lama prophesied to go to the Nalanda. Okay, then?
The prince therefore saw this guru and made him an offering of jewels. This pleased Bodhibhadra. The guru entered meditative absorption and blessed the prince's three doors, body, speech, and mind.
So three doors. So sometimes in the Guru Puja, the gosum means, sometimes people say S-O, sosum means three teeth. Gosum. So body, speech, mind, we say. Then three doors. Why this called doors? Why come? When our body, speech, mind is doors. Door?
Yes, to go through to the path. That's why it's a door, right? You go through the door.
Go to the path, go to the path, and how can we go through?
Through the body, speech, and mind.
No. Because of the, what we like, when we make action, you need to say this. When we make an action, by body, speech, mind, good or bad, both ways. So that's why people, we need to go inside the house, correct ways, need to be go through the doors, but it can be windows. Go through in the window. Okay, Ben.
He also gave the prince many instructions concerning the development of bodhicitta, then sent Atisha to Guru Vidyakokila, who also gave him instructions on developing bodhicitta. Ben,
same kind of instructions.
Vijayakokila.
That's okay. See, very important. That's why those holy beings, they begin, they don't give the initiation or nothing. First of all, they did taking refuge with the Dharma Sanghas, refuge vows. Then they gave the Bodhisattva vows. All those gurus the same way did it, because this is very important things. Refuge is very important because of the, all those practice and everything in the refuge is the foundation for the knowledge of the all any other kind of paths, everything. Vows, if we take vows, first of all, take a refuge. Then bodhicitta is very important because Mahayana system. If you go through, if you want to go through the Mahayana system, means the Mahayana path, it should be then through the first door, the bodhicitta is door for them. So that's why they gave them. Then
Vidyakokila sent Atisha to another guru from Atisha's past, Avadhutipa, Vidyakokila the younger.
The third one, is he? Then?
He met Avadhutipa, who told him, go back to your father's kingdom today. Look into the drawbacks of a layman's way of life. And so he returned home, much to delight of his parents.
The third guru, did send back to the, he asked, go back to the father's home. So what for?
To look into the drawbacks of a layman's way of life.
What is it then?
to go back and see the samsaric suffering to really see it.
Mm-hmm.
As a layperson.
And then?
And so he returned home, much to delight of his parents. "Where have you been, Chandragarbha?" they asked. "Are you weary?
How many is it? Horse soldiers with him? Beginning.
130.
30, yes. See, those are just really frightened, you know, people. Those, you know, like the small kingdoms are very frightened when seen from a long distance. Then, they go back to the father's home, they are very happy. Son came back. Then?
Yes, they asked, "Are you weary? Are you sad? How good it is you've returned." He replied, "I've been in search of a guru, for he is the Buddha jewel of refuge."
Mm-hmm.
"I have been to mountain caves."
The fathers ask, what kind of you have interest to see, look around outside and everything, you know, how it is. He thought, is he asking about that? But he says, "I see that land is very beautiful." Did he say that? "I saw some gurus, and I got the refuge vows and the worship vows." Then?
"I have been to mountain caves and deserted places in my search."
Uh-huh.
"But no matter where I went, I could see the drawbacks of samsara."
Drawbacks means what is it?
Faults,
is it? Faults of the samsara.
Mm.
See, that's it. Then? Is it? Okay. Whatever. Where I was being, does it matter? I can see the faults of samsara.
Mm-hmm.
Then we should learn like that. We should learn. We say though, that's very beautiful, yes. Beautiful garden, beautiful, everything is beautiful, decoration is good, everything, you know. We say that, you know. We don't see the faults. We see the good quality of them. So then, I think, sometimes maybe if I have like this, it's very bad, but maybe you don't think like this. Then,
"Whoever I befriended told me of the drawbacks of samsara. Though I did all this, I'm still unsatisfied. Set me free and I shall turn to Dharma."
Okay, then? I think we stop there, you see?
Mm.
Okay, I think that's, we stop here tonight. Those are, you see, we are talking about means here to see what kind of lifestyle of the Adityas. But through this ways we can learn more. Really it is. Is Aditya did like this? Oh yes, Aditya did like this. Nothing to turn safe. What I can do. Not like Aditya, but what I can do through the example. Good, big or small, what I can do positive. So ways. Now anyways, all the times he see this faults of samsara. So not like a great kingdom, many of the subjects. Anyways, seeing is good, hearing is good, you know, music, what kind of he has, but not attached to them, and he looking for the serious teaching of the Dharma. So he went to now three lamas already, so now came back, and also he saw the faults of samsara. So now we stop here. So now I think time is 9 o'clock, so we stop here. So we appreciate about holy beings, you know, like stories. It's not story, it's history of the holy beings. So we wishing for appreciation also like this, or we wishing for, you know, like action of those, whatever they did, holy, even very young, but holy beings, but they did it. If I can, myself can do like this, or others can do like this, will be great. Think about that. So now we do the dedication. We wishing for Vidya Dharma long time with the beings. And His Holy Dalai Lama and any other spiritual great masters, all those are to have a long life. And also then practitioners to have the good practice, accomplishment of practice of the Dharma without obstacles. We do good wish for that. And also in this country and in other country, there will not happen starvations, disease, war, this kind of will not happen. Especially in Burma, the tremendous bad things happen. So those kind of will not be happen. And the everyone's to be all peace, individual people's mind is peace, good way to turn the all beings to turn the mind to a way positive, means Dharma's way. We wish for that. And then all those good fortunes coming in this country and in other countries. Then finally, we really we wishing what we did, the positive action of teaching Dharma and also listen to the teaching of the Dharma. By this merit, all sentient beings free from the delusions and the illusions and become a being Buddha. Think about that. By this merit.
for the message. How is the Brahma? In the same? Burma.
Burma. Myanmar.
Negotiating, I believe.
Three monasteries in between. That's true. No monks in there?
No, I believe it's that not good. Remove the monks elsewhere.
Oh, I see. Okay. If no cells, then move other places, okay?
Yeah.
So sorry. Really, so much beating, enough attacking in the full. Chinese leaders in Tibetan people, like the monks also. Yeah. So sorry. We know how it's hard. So we wish for to be really free from this. You came in today. Newspaper.